This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm your host, Eleanor Bennett, here with a feature for you today. 30 years ago, after a stint at Taos Ski Valley in New Mexico and an MBA from the University of Denver, a young Mike Kaplan came to the Aspen Skiing Company. He started as the ski school supervisor on Aspen Mountain and rose to chief operating officer by 2005. Kaplan became president and CEO of SkiCo a year later at the age of 42 and has stayed in the role ever since. Tomorrow is Kaplan's last day on the job before he retires, and he's been doing a lot of reflecting.
The thing I'm most proud of is really the team that's developed here and grown here. And it's not only their skill, but their passion, their authentic, true, real caring for what they're doing for each other and for making the experience what it should be.
Reporter Kaya Williams spoke with Kaplan about his career before he officially hands over the reins to SkiCo's new CEO, Jeff Buckheister.
Looking back, I'm curious what advice you would give to your younger self, maybe the Mike Kaplan that was just getting started as a CEO 17 years ago.
Advice to myself would be enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. Never forget what you're doing and why. And take the time to look around, because in the thick of it, you know, it can get hard and can get exhausting. But make sure you take the time to get outside and get a couple runs and get some trail of credits with some fellow employees or some guests, and remember why you're doing it.
As you're coming out of the thick of it now, have there been any moments that really stood out to you reflecting?
Well, you know, it's hard, right? Like, oh my God, 30 years, I want to remember everything. So, you know, I guess I'd say I just had one now. I mean, we have our employee days are always special. So after we close each mountain, the next day we have a little employee party and the employees get the mountain to themselves and you get to ride with people and catch up and hear about their day. And it's pretty special. And I just had one of those where I had a run from Dipsy Doodle all the way down Spar, and sort of me and one friend, and had the mountain to ourselves, and it was just sort of a fitting ending to our what's has just been a spectacular and really fun tenure here.
What do you think you'll miss most when you retire?
First drags, last drags. No, it's the people. It's that camaraderie, right? That coming down at the end of the day into the locker room and being part of that team, and you know, grinding it out together, celebrating together. That'll be hard, but it's definitely my family, and while we're staying here in the valley and not going anywhere, it's not sort of be in it and with them every day is gonna be hard. There's gonna be a hole for sure.
And aside from vacation, what's next for you?
We're gonna come back here and enjoy the place, right? We'll be here this summer and just get reconnected with my wife and my bike, and we'll have some kids home on and off, and we'll see. No immediate plans. I keep saying I reserve the right to change my mind. Not that I've made up my mind on anything yet. So it'll take 6 months and we'll see.
Well, we started this by chatting a bit about the advice you'd give to your younger self. Any advice you'd give to your successor, Jeff Buckheister?
He's probably sick of hearing it from me because we've sort of been attached to the hip for the last few months. But no, I think it's what he's doing. You know, immerse yourself in the community, in the company, in the business, which he's doing now, and get to know it. And, you know, keep, as he said, you know, keep the momentum going. I think we're in a good place and good momentum. And then find the place and way to sort of make your stamp on it and sort of, continue to embrace sort of the future, but start from this foundation and start from understanding it.
Right on. Well, Mike, thank you so much for your time today, and really kudos on a very long career here in Aspen.
Thank you, Kai. I really appreciate it. It's been amazing. Appreciate, this community has really been supportive and embracing, really raised my family. So that's the other, I guess, accomplishment I should mention, which is 4 kids and out and about in the world. And that's the goal in life, right? And it wouldn't happen nearly as well, wonderfully, if it weren't this community. So thank you.
Well, thanks again. And I hope there's many more fresh tracks in your future.
Me too.
That was the Aspen Skiing Company's retiring president and CEO, Mike Kaplan, talking with reporter Kaya Williams. This story was produced on the Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk. This is Aspen Public Radio. Thanks for listening and see you next time.